We made some progress in the first week and 10 days in returning some of our key clinical systems back to some limited functionality, but we are still experiencing considerable difficulties as a result of that attack. What we're finding is that most of our IT systems are not communicating with each other, they're not talking to each other, and they're not sharing information with each other. And that has a direct impact on our ability to deliver patient care. And so we find ourselves offering limited levels of outpatient appointments again, limited level of elective activity, and so on. We're also asking patients that if you're using our emergency departments in particular, to give some consideration as to whether that's the most appropriate place for you to go. If you have a genuine emergency, come to our emergency departments in our hospitals and you will be cared for. However, if it's possible that you could receive appropriate care in some other setting, perhaps with your GP or your pharmacist, you should give that some consideration as well. All of our emergency departments are experiencing significant delays, so if you're coming in, be prepared for that as well. I'm conscious that, again, our staff have had to adapt the way that they work in order to deal with this critical issue. And our staff have been excellent in finding workarounds and ways of ensuring that we continue to provide excellent patient care. I want to thank staff for their efforts in making that happen. And I'm really conscious that you're doing that in the context of a very, very difficult year as well.